Council receives information on possible transfer of liquor license to Walmart. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. At last night's Gillette City Council work session, City Council and staff received a presentation from Walmart store managers Rob Johnson and David Sanchez. In June, the council will consider the transfer of a liquor license from Pat's Liquor to Walmart, with plans for construction of a separate, secure, single-door access adult beverage store. If approved, the store would be located on the east side of the Walmart parking lot. Walmart officials said there would be zero tolerance for any associate that may sell to a minor, and walk-in customers only would be served. There'd be no drive-through. After last night's presentation, there was little interaction between council members and Walmart representation. The only question asked was from Councilmember Dan Barks, who wanted a list of other Walmart locations in Wyoming selling liquor. During the presentation, Mayor Louise Carter King asked if the council could be informed on how much money Pat's Liquor was asking for the liquor license. Naming an exact dollar amount was declined. The City Council will be considering the transfer of the liquor license on June 6th.
And at that time, then they will take public comment and do the consideration of the transfer.
That was City of Gillette Clerk Carlene Abelseth. Crime Stoppers needs your help in solving a destruction of property crime that occurred at Sage Bluffs Park. Around April 26th, unknown persons tore up a large portion of the park floor matting. Repair of the matting is estimated at $1,000. That's your Basin Radio News. I'm Paul Wallum.